Well, welcome to your January Montgomery County Farm Bureau Report. We'll kick off the new year by visiting with longtime Farm Bureau member and Montgomery County resident, Sherlyn Rosenthal. Sherlyn lives in Raymond near the family farm and recently celebrated his 93rd birthday. We had a chance to visit about farming, history, and life advice.
Sherlyn, I guess I'd like to start off by saying happy birthday, because as we talk today on January 6th, it is your birthday.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Can I be impolite and ask what number of birthday this is?
This is 93.
Wow, 93. That's amazing.
Yeah, I can't hardly believe it that I'm 93 and can do what I can just about do anything. I get tired pretty quick, but I'm in pretty good health. I go to dialysis 3 days a week, but that's all right. I can handle that. Like I say, if you're going to play the game, you got to follow the rules. That's
I like that analogy. So today I just wanted to visit with you about your experience with farming. You're 93 years old, so you've been able to experience and see a lot in your lifetime. And I think farming has been a part of your life and your family's life for quite a while now.
Yes, it has. Yes, it still is. And actually, out where Dennis and Darren live, they actually live on the same farm, but they have different houses. And Darren's got two little boys, so we got four generations almost every day.
That has something to be pretty proud of, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You don't really think of it till you think, oh, my gosh, it's four generations. Then you get out old pictures, and, well, you can see Dennis and his two grandsons there just with his age and their age. It is. Of course, we've always lived in this area. Well, no, I haven't. I was actually born down in Edwardsville, but we moved up to on the county line north of Harville, 8 miles north of Harville. Lived in Christian County till I went to the service. I never got back to Christian County. So.
Could you share with us some of your memories of farming over the years, maybe starting with your childhood and then and moving forward? Anything that stands out in your mind that you could share with us?
My first field of corn I planted with horses, and I was probably 14, and they checked the corn. And, you know, they had a wire that run through the planter. And that's actually the first time I planted corn. And I did plow one day with a team of horses. And we had an old 1020 international tractor. And I thought I was a big shot when I got to drive it. But I went to high school. I took agriculture. My brother was a sports star, and I wasn't really that interested in sports. I'd rather be around the livestock. And I was in the FFA in Morrisonville. And I was a secretary 1 year, and I was a president 1 year. And I got the state farmer's degree in 1944. And I run and got beat for a section office. But we had a lot of milk cows when we grew up, and I'd rather be out fooling around with them and sitting on the bench watching somebody else gets close.
I can appreciate that. I had some of the similar thoughts when I was growing up. So now, looking at farming and agriculture today, I would say it looks quite a bit different than it did during your childhood and even during some of your older years. One thing that has definitely changed, you mentioned you had milk cows. A lot of people had livestock, and that's really not the case anymore.
No. Oh, my wife and I got married, and her aunt, who was her godmother, she owned a farm where Dennis lives today there at the interchange. And she said, for your wedding present, we get the farm, but you don't get the farm until 1950. Well, we got married in 47. And then she said, come back later and says, well, I hate to tell you this, but you're going to have to farm it in 49. Well, we moved there in 49, and we farmed it ever since. Seen the interstate go through, and like I told the lady, one of the ladies that worked at the dialysis place this morning, I said, well, I can remember when 66 was two lanes. And they just, you know, she's probably 30 years old. She just couldn't imagine that.
You mentioned watching the interstate come through. I wanted to ask you, were there any events, you know, big news items or changes in farming or changes in the world that you recall in your lifetime that are pretty profound memories?
Well, yes, you know, when they put the interstate through, they had them big four-wheel tractors. Well, you didn't have them on the farm then. But they wasn't long getting there. You'd always used to be Lanner's Corner, they called it there, 48 and 66. And there was two restaurants there, and overnight bunkhouse. And Mr. Lanner run it all. And then there wasn't the trucks. It was the trucks that were there. Wasn't like they are today. If somebody had a trailer, it was a two-wheel trailer and not 10, 12 wheels like they are today.
And just to be clear, because if we have folks listening that aren't sure what trucks you're talking about, you're talking about the difference between semis and what you use to haul grain.
Yes. But a lot of people haul the pickup. There was an awful lot of pickups, you know, years ago, back in the, the 70s. But if you had a trailer, very few farms had a trailer. But the ones that would haul, the trailer would be just two wheels. It wouldn't be dual wheels in the back. And the tractor pulling it would only have one wheel, you know, one back wheel instead of two.
And there was probably a big difference in the amount of grain that you were hauling versus today.
Oh, yes. Yes, you know, they'd come in with the pickups. They'd get it bringing 60 to 70 bushels. And a straight truck, which we call them straight trucks, you get a bigger straight truck, you get 300 bushel on without any problem. But then they didn't have a hoist on them, and they'd have to lift them up in the elevator.
And the crops themselves produce more now than they did. Would you say that's true?
Oh, yes. It's amazing, the difference. A lot of it's got to do with the way they farm today. But it's also the genetics and the grain, the seed, that I never will forget it. One Farm Progress Show guy says, well, we got this cornbread up. He says, if it needs to rain, he says, the gene just kicks in. And I thought, well, a little water don't hurt anything.
Do you have any advice for a young or beginning farmer, or I guess just advice for anyone in general, since you've got 93 years of experience? I think we can probably learn a few things from you. So any advice that you'd like to share while you have the chance?
Well, don't ever think you know it all, because you just don't, that's all. And new technology is, it's amazing. And I was on the Panhandle School Board when they brought in the computers. And we had a gentleman that gave the computer classes, and then they started giving them for people that wasn't in school. He had night classes. But he said one thing, because it was my fault. I'm not bragging, but it was my fault, because I was president of the board, and I broke the tie that we put in ties to computers. And I'm pretty dumb on them, too. I was a very good student.
Well, that's all right. We all have our strengths and weaknesses.
Oh, yes, yes. But it don't hurt to ask questions. You don't have to necessarily follow what they tell you, but there's nothing wrong with trying something new. I think I've been blessed to have this kind of life, and I got a nice family, and got some awful intelligent people. I got a doctor, and I got a dentist, and I got two doctors, and several superintendents. They've all got a good job, and proud that Darren's staying on the farm.
Montgomery County Farm Bureau member from Raymond, Sherlyn Rosenthal. And that concludes your January Farm Bureau report. For WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.